every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. First week of September, coming down to crunch time. Good show tonight. Pitchers are really a bit of a highlight on tonight's show for us. Last night's plays and different things like that, but we'll obviously go through standings and curtain call questions and as much as we can, Dirtbags. To get you caught up to speed or at least share our thoughts and opinions of the last week and where we're at in the season. And hey, got some call-ups, all kinds of call-ups. We won't possibly get through everybody. There's no question about that. But if call-ups did come on your teams, hey, congratulations. Some exciting-looking players. Another crop of really exciting-looking players. So I don't know where all the players are going to fit in on all the teams. So, but it's September, baby, and we're getting down to crunch time. So Nolan and I are excited about it. We hope you're excited about it as well. And before we get there, obviously, big shout out and thank you to all our servicemen and women around the world for doing what you do each and every day so we can do what we love to do with our families, our baseball, everything that we do day to day as well. So thank you for letting us come into your world once a week and listening to us, but more importantly, thank you for doing what you do every day so we can be able to do live the privilege of being able to do this. If you're a player, a parent, a coach, fan, hopefully had a dirty week. College players, again, hopefully another good week of the grind. If you're a freshman, you're going through that mental toughness of it. I talked to a few players this week that started their freshman year at college, and we got down and dirty, no question about it, with the conversation and help navigate them through that. So, and they're welcome to keep reaching out. As you know, anybody can. We'll help you navigate your journey to the best of our ability. You have our guarantee on that. That's a big part of what we do here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So, but obviously, again, like I said at the top, lots to talk about on tonight's show, and we're going to do our very best to get through as much as we possibly can and cover as much as we can. And hopefully it'll cover some of the areas that you're interested in. And we'll go from there because it's a juggernaut, both divisions. There's no question about it, coming right down to it. So settle in, get your favorite drink. However you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, I know where you're rolling, so let's get after it, brother. Get us started.
Yeah, so obviously the big news from last night, Framber Valdez and Cesar Salazar. For those that don't know, obviously, 2-0 Yankees, fifth inning, bases loaded. Trent Grisham basically is up at the plate. Cesar Salazar starts motioning to Framber Valdez, who he's already given the signal to step off of the back of the mound and basically just, okay, redo it. We want to mix up the pitches. Anyways, Framber ends up going through with it. 96-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. Trent Grisham deposits it into the Crawford box, grand slam. Two pitches later, apparently Cesar Salazar clicked the wrong button on his pitch comm, according to himself. Now I think that was Framber paying him about $1 million under the table and saying, "Hey dude, I'm going to be a free agent. I'm going to be paid like a superstar. Here's $1 million for you to keep your mouth shut and not tell people that I intentionally drilled you in the stomach with a fastball when you called an off-speed." Now, obviously we don't actually see the hand signal, so I'm just making an assumption here, but just completely based on Framber Valdez's reaction to the whole thing. Like, you smoked your catcher in the stomach on a fastball that was 93 miles an hour. And instead of like kind of running towards him or making sure he's all right, you just immediately spin around and walk to the back of the mound. I was like, dude, that's kind of bush league right there. Like, I get you just let up the grand slam. You're probably PO'd, but still at least go and check on your catcher, make sure he's all right, and say, "Hey, like, my bad, obviously not intentional." Then this way, this whole situation doesn't blow up. But just because of his reaction, now you got people talking about it, because it was like, I don't know if that was intentional or not. I hope it wasn't for his sake, based on the way that both parties were. Everybody said it was just a common mistake, but I don't know, man. If you watch the video, you guys let us know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going by the video like everybody else as well, and that's what I woke up to this morning over here in Germany, and absolutely, I mean, if I'm looking at it strictly video, there's no ifs, ands, or there's no doubt in my mind that was intentional. Just in the fact of how Framber just turned away and not a bit of remorse, and even just the way Cesar kind of hesitated, like it, you could tell it just caught him flat off guard. And it was almost like the wind was knocked out of him for a second. He turned sideways on it, and you could just tell the way he stopped it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, I did see some good stuff out there today, Nolly, and Dirtbags. A lot of people were ripping on Mr. Volpe for letting Broadway down the middle, 93, just go. Just go. Didn't even put a swing on it, you know. And obviously, Volpe's not having the best season either or whatever. And that he's had a tough, tough second. Well, he's had a tough season all the way through. But it was funny to watch or see the amount of social media on Volpe more than Framber and Caesar. You know, and again, they're going to deal with that stuff in the clubhouse after the game. It stays in the clubhouse, fellas. None of that goes out there. Anything that does go out there to the media was just, it was just a screw up. It was just this, we got to get this over with and people forget about it. I mean, sure enough, they'll forget about it in 2 days. But like you said, I mean, everything about that whole situation, if you're a young pitcher out there, if you're somebody out there, don't do it. Don't do it. If it's completely a miscommunication, I get it. And that does happen. You know it as a former catcher, Nolan. It happens. But I agree. I mean, I don't think the video lied in that one.
Well, I at least hope that my pitcher has enough common sense to like tap himself on the chest right away, or at least like say something to me. Not just spin around and show me his back right after I get smoked. It's like, dude, what the heck? I'm expecting an off speed, and all of a sudden it's 90 miles an hour right in my chest. Like, chest protectors aren't that thick. They're not meant to be just casually getting smoked by those. I can tell you that much from personal experience. But jumping over to the next bit of news, obviously, Junior Caminero last night, 40th home run, becomes the fourth player in his age 21 season to hit 40 home runs in a season. Also became the first 22, but first age 21 season player since Alex Rodriguez to reach the 100th RBI mark as well.
Yeah, that kid's a stud. That kid's a stud, man. I'm paying close attention to him. I played pretty close attention to him all year and stuff, but really right now, Dirtbags, I am, because we're in the semifinals for our fantasy baseball, and I'm actually playing against him this week. He's just, that kid's just tearing the cover off the ball. He's legit. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, obviously enjoy what the next 4 years, this is year two that he's in with the Rays. So enjoy the next four and a bit years, because you're not paying that guy to stay in Tampa Bay. That's for sure. He's a good player though. He's fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, as long as he stays on the path that he's on right now, he's going to be a stud. That's for sure. But jumping over to some more light. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, sorry. He's just a bright light on a tough season for the Rays, right? We knew that the dog days were going to be hard for them down in Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, and it just caught up to them. So you know, it's an unfortunate season for them. You wipe it away, they're going to be just fine moving forward.
Jumping over to the New York Mets, you get Nolan McLain. The new hottest New York Met pitcher, 4-0, fourth MLB appearance, first New York Met since 2014 to do that. Started out a little bit rocky yesterday, but ended up really shutting down the Detroit Tigers. Ends up going six innings, two runs, three hits, three walks, struck out seven. So I mean, this kid though, like he's been nothing but impressive ever since coming up. And obviously Jonah Tong there the other day came up. He's a Canadian boy, but came up through five good innings for him. And so now the talks are obviously Kodai Senga. They're talking about optioning him down to the minor leagues.
Yeah, he's had a tough season, man. Just saw that too, Nolan. They came right out. They didn't shy away from it. And they said there definitely got to be a talk. It's got to be a conversation had and stuff like that, right? They're fighting for playoffs, and you know, you're seeing these electric young kids come up, and you know, we're talking about the Mets here, but you look at Bubba Chandler last week with the Pirates. We'll talk about him later in the show. Chase Burns with Cincinnati when he came up. Now he's on the IL or whatever. They're expecting him, hoping him back before the end of the season again. But you know what? Good young kids, and if you're in the playoffs, it doesn't matter whether you're young or rookie. you're a value of some way, shape, or form, right? If you're performing, you're valuable. Mm-hmm. And really, David Peterson's really about the strongest anchor in that. Holmes has had a good season, a really good season, but he's struggled a little bit in the second half as well.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, he was a reliever until this year, right? So failed starter, and then, yeah, obviously the Mets gave him the option to go back up and become a starting pitcher. And, yeah, he's done fine, but you can definitely tell the second half of the season, that innings total is starting to get pretty high for him. So, yeah, the numbers are starting to teeter off. Like you said, with Senga, he's sitting, I think it's a 5.5 ERA ever since coming back from the IL. So you're like, okay, like this is
and
not going
to work. Manaea hasn't been as good as last year either and stuff like that. So these good young guys, go with it. Ride them. Mm-hmm. Right? You're in the big leagues. You want to be in the big leagues. So
then, yeah,
throw caution to the wind.
Then, yeah, just the last thing that I want to talk about in this segment, we finally saw it happen. Bench clearing brawl where there's actually a brawl. Gosh, I like it. I like it. Rafi Devers obviously crushed a ball off of Kyle Freeland and does what he normally does, just kind of stands there at the plate, watches it a little bit, and Freeland was like, hey, I don't respect that. Anyways, blows ended up actually happening, so I was like, good. That's the whole thing. If you're going to go. Like, don't get everybody involved just for standing around and shouting at each other. Like, go, yeah, man. The fans want to see that.
Well, you've heard us say that, Dirtbags. You're exactly right. If you're going to go. Quit messing around. I saw two more over the weekend. I was thinking about you, Nolan. And exactly right. Tap each other on the back. It's all good. So, but we're going to be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, with the standings.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's get the standings going.
All right, so we'll start out with the American League East this week. Toronto Blue Jays, 80-59, 5-5 in their last 10. New York Yankees, 77-61, 8-2 in their last 10. Boston Red Sox, 78-62, 7-3 in their last 10. Tampa Bay Rays, 69-69, 8-2 in their last 10. And the Baltimore Orioles, 63-76, 4-6 in their last 10. Went down and saw the Blue Jays in person this past weekend. They were playing Milwaukee Brewers, and obviously the Brewers laid the boots to him pretty good. Jeff Hoffman, I was happy to hear him say, like, hey, listen, I get that I am struggling. First time, obviously, in a closer role. The fans are booing me, and it's showing that they're passionate. But same time, I mean, like, if you're a Blue Jays fan, you had to know that this probably was going to be your kryptonite coming into the playoffs, was the Jeff Hoffman situation. And he just needs to get it figured out, because I don't know if it's tipping pitches or what the deal is, but he's getting hit all around the park night after night, and they need to get him going again.
Yeah, he came back last night and had a good inning and stuff against the Reds, but absolutely. I mean, he's struggling. There's no question about it. You got to ride through it, and they need him. At the end of the day, they're going to need him in October. The Yankees, that's 2 weeks for the Jays at 5-5. Over 10, and I think the Yankees were 7-3 last week over 10, and 8-2 this week over 10. And Brian Cashman said it, I think, about the third week of August, maybe the second week of August. He came out and he openly said, he must have put it to them in the clubhouse. He said, I still think we're going to win the AL East, or I still think we will win the AL East. And so they've been playing some really good baseball of late. Boone seems to be playing the players in the right situations. Max Fried looks good again. He always looks good, but you know what I mean. They're moving well right now. The Red Sox are kind of interesting. They're there, but again, I think they lost Roman Anthony last night. It looks like an oblique strain. Going for an MRI today. Hopefully it's nothing crazy. The Jays with Scherzer, he had to leave early on the weekend because of back tightness. He's supposed to be good against the Yankees this week. Hopefully he is. Time will tell. But those are three teams right now that are in the playoffs if we wrap it up today. So AL East is the AL East still.
Jumping over to the AL Central, the Detroit Tigers, 81-60, 3-7 in their last 10. Kansas City Royals, 70-68, 4-6 in their last 10. Cleveland Guardians, 68-69, 4-6 in their last 10. Minnesota Twins, 62-76, 3-7 in their last 10. Chicago White Sox, 51-88, 5-5 in their last 10. Somehow the best in the division over the last 10 games still. Talking about the Twins, Byron Buxton, I can't believe this, but first time in his career, he's gone 20-20 in a season. That one blew my mind at the fact that's actually even possible for how immensely talented he is. I get he's been injured often, but still, craziness to me. But yeah, the Tigers, obviously, they got the elimination count still going strong.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they put themselves in a good position with the first half. Their second half, that's the second time in about the last month that they've been down like a yo-yo. I mean, they're playing some tough teams, I get it. They're playing the Mets. They're winning today as a recording. But it's the second time that they really have not looked good. So that's a little bit troubling. When you're looking at September ball, they gotta really get these last 3 weeks really figured out in my mind. So, I mean, obviously the rest of the divisions over the stretch, but the Tigers, they gotta really stabilize things and really, if they haven't, I think maybe just have that team meeting, just say, okay, let's get our heads wrapped around. We're still in this season, but we got to be playing some really good, our baseball that put us in the position to be in where we're at right now.
Well, you got to get hot going into the playoffs. That's the biggest thing. Wherever the hottest team is, they usually ride that momentum. And right now, there's no momentum there. They've been in cruise control for too long. They need to start putting the foot down. But yeah. Jumping over American League West, you get the Houston Astros, 76-63, 5-5 in their last 10. Seattle Mariners, 73-66, 4-6 in their last 10. Texas Rangers, 72-68, 8-2 in their last 10. Los Angeles Angels 65-73, 4-6 in their last 10. And the Sacramento Athletics 64-76, 5-5 in their last 10. Texas Rangers, I am very sorry for counting you guys out. I figured once you guys ran into the injury bug that you did over the past week and a half, 2 weeks, pack it in, call it a season, call up some of these young kids and just see what they can do. But my goodness, man, they're on a run right now. And they're only a game and a half back of Seattle for the final wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, there might be the Bruce Bochy effect there, making the announcement. You know, maybe that's it. Maybe, again, the quick little team meeting and said, hey, this guy came back and brought us to a World Series, so let's go out and finish this season the way we're capable of doing and see what's happening. So I'm going to talk more about that division and the curtain call questions, because I do, a lot of questions were coming in about that, and I've been thinking about it myself as well. So I want to talk more about that in the curtain call questions.
Jumping over, National League East, Philadelphia Phillies 80-58, 6-4 in their last 10. New York Mets 75-65, 6-4 in their last 10. Miami Marlins 65-75, 4-6 in their last 10. Atlanta Braves 62-77, 4-6 in their last 10. Washington Nationals 56-83, 3-7 in their last 10. Yeah, like you said, the Mets obviously started playing a bit better ball this week. Juan Soto, he seems to be getting going pretty good right now. Obviously the home runs are starting to pile up. What was it, 5 straight games with a home run or something like that? Approaching the 100 RBI mark again.
Yeah, he broke into the 2020 again, just last night with a steal. And, you know, the Phillies are, they had some interesting pickups, on the waivers, this week. You know, I don't know what'll happen with them, how they'll use those players, but I think it gives them a bit of depth coming down the stretch, maybe frees up some of their pitchers to take a little bit of the stress off of them going into the playoffs with having lost Wheeler and stuff and Nola just still coming back. It gives them options anyways. Nice little moves by Dave Dombrowski and, you know, the rest, the Braves are the Braves, the Marlins are the Marlins, and the Nationals are the Nationals. So it's the Mets and the Phillies that are going to be carrying on, I would think, at this point in time. So let's drive on to the Central.
So the National League Central, you get the Milwaukee Brewers 85-54, 4-6 in their last 10. Chicago Cubs 80-59, 6-4 in their last 10. Cincinnati Reds 70-69, 3-7 in their last 10. St. Louis Cardinals 69-71, 5-5 in their last 10. Pittsburgh Pirates 62-77, 7-3 in their last 10. Like we said, obviously Pittsburgh's called up a couple of their young kids. Their top prospect just got hit in the head, but I mean, he's not up in the show yet anyways. Cincinnati, yeah, obviously they've had a couple of injuries, but still just playing too much of ho-hum baseball to really be in that push for a wild card unless Terry Francona can just sit him down and get the boys going again. Cubbies, obviously, Kyle Tucker, little bit injured again, and Shelby Miller down for the Milwaukee Brewers. But I mean, still, after watching the Brewers come up to Toronto and handle that series, that's a team that's going to be a problem for anybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're well balanced, good youth, good veteran, healthy for the most part. Kids are playing great. Turang looks great at the top of that lineup. Churio's back playing, so that's always a good thing for them. They just look really good for sure. Cubbies, I've said it for a few weeks now, man, PCA just still can't get it figured out. He's got to get back rolling. They've got to get that kid going again and stuff like that, looking better. And the Reds, I mean, they're playing well against the Jays right now and stuff like that. They're getting runs, not enough of them. The two nights ago they did, last night they didn't. I don't know if they're going to be able to sneak in or not. I don't know. I can't see it.
I think that series loss to the Cardinals over the weekend really dampened the feeling for a lot of Cincinnati Reds fans.
Yeah.
That's one that if you sweep the Cardinals, you're still in the hunt for that wild card spot. But they got handled pretty good.
Absolutely. And you look at it, Dodgers, Padres are going to be in.
Yeah.
Brewers, Cubs are going to be in. Mets and the Phillies, Mets should be in. Mets are a better team than the Reds.
Yeah.
So there's your six teams, right? So it's exciting ball in the Central for sure, whatever. But, you know, You hit the nail on the head. I really like that Milwaukee team. I just like the balance throughout on that team.
Team is nasty. Well, they're the best team in baseball over the past 4 months. Well, 3 months, but yeah. Final division, NL West. Los Angeles Dodgers, 78-60, 5-5 in their last 10. San Diego Padres, 76-63, 3-7 in their last 10. San Francisco Giants, 70-69, 9-1 in their last 10. Arizona Diamondbacks, 69-71, 5-5 in their last 10. Colorado Rockies, 39-100, first team to 100 losses, 2-8 in their last 10. Arizona, obviously some tough news, especially after the month that Lourdes Gurriel just had. Torn ACL, done for the year, probably going to be done for next year as well. San Francisco, obviously, like we said in the top of the show, they got in the fight last night. Beat the heck out of the Colorado Rockies, but Devers and Adames have really heated up for them. Well, San Diego obviously is San Diego. They need to figure out what the heck they're doing though, because that team right now is cold as cold could be, and the Dodgers just continue to play ho-hum baseball.
Well, it's the old thing, right? Their pitching is really struggling. Cease, Darvish haven't hit stride. They haven't got anything really, really consistently going, and it's hurting that team for sure. I mean, like you said, we know what the offense can do. We know what they're capable of and stuff like that. They mix in their injuries and stuff like that, but without that solid pitching, they're going to have trouble. They've got to get that figured out in the next 3 weeks. So hopefully Schilt can do something, get it worked out and moving forward, because the Dodgers are just kind of, they're not playing great baseball, but they know they're doing enough to get through and survive. And they got Pittsburgh right now, so that's a great thing to have. But mind you, Pittsburgh did beat them last night against Clayton Kershaw, who had a fantastic August. Best pitcher in baseball in August, it looked like. So, but they're still in good shape. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the Curtain Call questions.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over a million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas, from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dear Bags. Time for the curtain call questions. So you know where you can send those to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nolan and I will try our very best to get them on the show. If it's a personal one, again, you have our guarantee that we'll reach back out to you and we'll talk to you about anything and everything. So that's our guarantee. So Nolan, one of the biggest questions coming in, and a lot of them, was that AL West. And I said earlier in the show, I'd talk about it later on. I'm going to let you go first, and then I'm going to talk about what I'm seeing with the AL West and what I think those teams can do in the playoffs. So what do you think? You talked about the Rangers, but the Astros, the Mariners, the Rangers, they're the three. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Mariners need to get into the playoffs first. Everybody knows the history of the Seattle Mariners and the fact that, for the past 5-6 years, DePoto and the boys there have been like very aggressive, always trying to get the team into the playoffs, but they always seem to just fall apart in September. This has to be the September that they just bear down, get into the playoffs, and just see what you can do, because like that pitching staff obviously can go up against anybody. Kyle Raleigh's gonna win an MVP this year. You got Julio Rodriguez is hitting good. Randy Rosarin is hitting good. Josh Naylor's got a chance at a 2020 season. Eugenio Suarez, you went out there and made that move. Like, you got the pieces to actually go on a run in October if you can get into October baseball. But that's the biggest thing, is the Seattle Mariners need to get into the playoffs. Texas Rangers, ultimate wild card team. I think their boys need to get healthy again. If they're healthy, then sky's the limit right now, obviously. They got some good pitching. DeGrom has held up for the most part this year. Obviously, a few of the younger kids that they got down there, losing Eovaldi obviously stunk for them, because that would have been a huge piece for a starting rotation for the playoffs, but obviously he's not going to be available. So, I mean, they got to get into the playoffs too. Still kind of on the outside looking in. They got a steep hill to climb. But the Houston Astros, I mean, call it what it is, Houston Astros dominate October baseball, and they've done it for the past decade. So even if they come into the playoffs relatively cool, that's still not a team that I'm worried about. They'll right the ship one way or the other, especially down the home stretch like they always do. Get hot and stay hot.
Really? You have that much confidence in them? Good for you.
Until they prove to me that they're not the Houston Astros of October, why would I not have confidence in them?
That's a good way of looking at it. I'm just looking at it as we're going through these day by day, and I'm like, this is a different team. This just doesn't have that it feel to it. I know they got Yordan back last week and stuff like that. He's going to get stronger and healthier as he goes through the month and stuff like that. Correa just hasn't really gotten going since going back. He started off well. He's quieted down. Pena looks like he's doing well again, but that pitching staff just does not look to be there for me this year. They did get Luis Garcia back.
Yeah.
After what, 18, what was it, like two and a half years or something like that,
crazy.
60 months. Yeah, and he had a quality start, for God's sakes, against the Angels in his first game back. So, I mean, that's definitely a positive, a highlight. I'm not feeling the same with the Astros this year at all. But, again, that's a good way of looking at it. I mean, this is September, and they're going to be in the dance and wait to see what we look like in October. So that's a good way of thinking about it. So hopefully that answers some questions for you West Coast, AL West fans out there. Yeah, great questions. Thanks for sending in, for sure. So obviously blowing up the dashboard, Nolan, was you hate talking about him. Not that you hate talking about him, but you get tired of talking about him. But up last night again, 100th home run for the Dodgers, Mr. Shohei Ohtani comes against the electricity of Bubba Chandler. What was it, 99.2 mile an hour fastball? He sends it out the fastest in the stat era.
For
120
himself.
Miles an hour.
For himself.
Yes.
The fastest home run by Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because O'Neal Cruz still has that record.
And, yeah.
And make no mistake about it. Yeah, so I'm waiting for, or I'm looking forward to the documentary coming out, whether it's 30 for 30 or E60, on the Shohei Ohtani gambling thing, because I just saw some videos about it, talking about the bookmaker saying that Shohei Ohtani put $500,000 in his name onto the bookmaker's account. So I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see what happens there. So I'm tipping my cap for now, because obviously that's an impressive feat. You hit 100 home runs with two different teams now. Obviously, Shohei is the best baseball player that probably the world has ever seen. I think that's not an overstatement of a statement to say. Obviously, supremely talented. I'm not taking anything away from the baseball player. I'm just saying, all this stuff that came out last week before he's doing all these like home run milestones and whatnot, and everything else that he's done for the game. You see a documentary like that, like a little clip, it's like, okay, MLB better get ahead of this. Because if they don't, then he's not going to be playing baseball in October.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to let him play because they have to and stuff like that. There's been a few things this summer with Shohei and that, where people did some interesting social media, interesting stories and stuff like that from him possibly still being able to get away with doctoring a ball with pitching, and like they used to do with the old days. And it's interesting stuff. And that's even with the Dodgers. That's not back with the Angels. That's since coming back with the Dodgers and stuff like that. So, and the whole point of it was kind of like what you were saying. It's, we know he's the greatest in the world, but is there a little bit of favoritism that's starting to be seen and be able to be caught? Because like every podcast, every talk show, everything out there in the world, there's cameras everywhere, right? So you really can't hide anything.
I'll put it this way. If he was a Minnesota Twin, hypothetically speaking, do you think anybody even bats an eye if someone's gambling or not?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to answer it.
Like you get what I'm saying? He plays on the biggest team in the world, and he's doing stuff like this where people are getting him caught regularly. It's like, dude, this is going to become a huge problem for baseball if its biggest superstar. Like, we should be celebrating the fact that he had 100 home runs, but it's like, man, you're being put in the news for all the wrong reasons in the same week that you're accomplishing all these milestones. Like, someone needs to get a hold of him behind the scenes and say, okay, like, your money is being locked in an account and you do not have access to it. It's kind of what I'm getting at here, but yeah, well, no, I don't know.
When I watched the bookie talk on foul territory or whatever and stuff like that, he just said, when I received the check for $500,000, I saw Shohei's name on it. I knew right then this was a problem. Now, again, exactly right. Is it a forged signature? We don't know yet. We don't know. We're going to find out. We'll never, maybe we'll never, ever know the truth, Dirtbags. We really don't know. Anything can be covered up and momentarily and this and that and everything else. But the bottom line is exactly right. Just go and play baseball, man. Keep it simple. Dude, don't. MLB doesn't need that, let alone Shohei Ohtani. The Dodgers don't need that. Nobody needs that. We're still talking about the Houston Astros, right? And that was 2017.
Yep.
That's 8 years ago. Coming up on 8 years. People don't forget when it comes to this baseball world. We're still talking about the PEDs. We talk about McGuire, Sosa, you know. You can go back even generations before that. So for some reason in this game of baseball, we're so passionate about it. We're dirtbags, and we love it. We love our players. We love our teams. We hate them when they're not on our team, but we still appreciate them. And if we think that they're breaking the rules, that's a bad feeling, and nobody likes it, and nor should you. You want to think of it as above board, and you're just the best or the greatest or the best of your capability because you're the best of your capability. So let's go back. Pittsburgh Pirates fans starting to get excited, Nolan. They can kind of feel from what's coming into me that they're feeling the energy of what could be moving forward.
Is Charrington selling the team?
Well, yeah, Nutting needs to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay, let's go this way first. This is something that popped up. So I'm watching games again this week, and we're seeing more of these high-scoring games, so more players coming in and playing. Well, it's been all over for, what, the last 3 weeks about expansion, expanding two more teams. Well, I think we talked about it 2 weeks ago. If you're already decreased the draft size, yes, the talent is out there, but obviously there's just not enough pitching. There's flat out not enough pitching. As high octane and as high velocity that is out there, there is not enough pitching. So how are they going to navigate expansion and fill in the pitching?
25.
How are they going to do that?
25 rounds. I don't think you go back up to 40. Just because they still have too few of minor league teams and developmental programs. But I think they do jump back up to 25 rounds per draft. Because you are right. Like, you obviously, the Angels, the 1 year, they went out and drafted, what was it, 20 pitchers? Like, the first year of the 20-round draft? I think
yeah,
so.
I mean,
I think that's what it was. It was 20 or 21 guys, and they took every single guy was a pitcher. Now, that being said, the Angels are the Angels. They still stink. But I agree with what you're saying. I think there needs to be that 25 rounds because, like you said, the there's arms available, but the quality of arms available is not significant enough. Where it's like, okay, if I'm a 21st to a 25th round guy and I'm not sitting 95 to 105 miles an hour, I can still get drafted throwing 91, 92 and being crafty and spotting up and actually being a pitcher instead of just a thrower like half the guys are that it seems to be in the major leagues are now. So that's kind of what I'd like it to get back to is about 25 rounds. And the last five rounds just hammer out pitchers.
Well, and the other part of that is maybe you got to change the roster size too to compensate that. So maybe they got to go from 26 up to 30 or whatever so you can carry four more pitchers. We'll expand it, and it's just pitchers. It's not players, not bench players. It's pitchers. Because, I mean, this year is a great example. It's a perfect example. How many games have we seen where players are in the game by the end of the game pitching?
Yeah, too many.
Not because they don't
too
have
many.
Enough pitchers. I get that.
Too
yeah.
many. Yeah.
So, you know, it's easy to sit there and say, oh, it's only two-team expansion. But that's 26 more pitchers. Minimum. That you need to have. Major league quality pitchers. So I don't know how they're going to do it. It's not going to be easy to do that. I think that's the other part of it. And they're going to have to expand the roster size to go to 30, and then you got 14 pitchers. So I don't know. I don't know, Dirtbags. We'd love to hear your comments. Please send them in to us on what your thoughts are. So can't thank you enough for sending in the curtain call questions, and we're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So I got two final thoughts tonight. George Springer, congratulations. 23rd career leadoff home run. Passed, first all-time on the Toronto Blue Jays. All-time leadoff home run list. And then Kyle Schwarber, obviously, over the weekend, four home runs, became the 21st player. Crazy thing is, third player this year to have four home runs in a game. Chance of MVP were raining down, and deservedly so. Like I've said for 4 months now, watch some Philadelphia Philly baseball, because you will see who the MVP of the National League is. And it is not Mr. Ohtani. It is Mr. Schwarber.
Yeah, hard to debate that one for sure. Again, and Springer closing in on Ricky Henderson. Good. It was good. We were joking around about it. 1 out of 6 years out of his contract with the Blue Jays, but it's a good year to be putting it together. And he's a quality guy, George Springer. So it's great to see him having a good year. Hopefully he stays healthy right through and can help those guys in the playoffs. There's no question. And Schwarber, just as Schwarber. That contract, Noel and I were trying to talk about and figure we'll talk about that for sure in the offseason. There's no question, because I don't even know what that contract looks like for him. It's got to be very interesting, and he's obviously got to love Philadelphia, but Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton got some work to do in the offseason. So they really need a World Series, the Phillies. It's as simple as that. They're at that point in time. There's no question. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the nation, spreading the message, sending us your questions, curtain call questions, everything you do. It drives Nolan and I, it really does. It's what it's all about. It's getting up, it's getting after it, it's getting dirty on the field, off the field, day to day, player, parent, coach, fan, does not matter. In the U.S., in Canada, over here in Germany, everywhere in the world, wherever you are, that's the bottom line. It's love this game with everything you have, the highs, the lows, everything in between, because it's a great part of our day-to-day lives, and we all know how valuable it is to us and how passionate we are at the end of the day. So we got lots to look forward to these next 3 weeks of MLB. Exciting as anything, I hope, for everybody. Unfortunately, though, it is that time. I mean, it's get out there, get after it this week, and do everything possible. So time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.